Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11. There is much more we'd like to say about this, but it's difficult to explain, and especially since you are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. Ouch! The writer of Hebrews doesn't pull his punches, does he? He's frustrated with the spiritual dullness of his readers, and he lets them know it. He had hoped that they would have developed much more in their faith so that they could, by this stage, have become teachers, but clearly that isn't the case. They're still needing to drink milk because they haven't progressed onto solid food. It's all very painful and disappointing. One of the big mistakes that people make is to think that when you become a Christian, that's it. You've received the amazing gift of forgiveness and God's promise of eternal salvation, so you can now sit back and enjoy them. There is nowhere in the New Testament that would support that view. New birth in Christ leads to a new life in which we need to be constantly growing and maturing. Sadly, all too often, Christians get stuck. They learn the basics and leave it at that. God's desire for our lives is completely different because he wants to see constant growth. That's the longing of the writer to the Hebrews. And as the letter develops, we'll see him illustrate numerous ways in which he longed for growth. In his second letter, Peter spelt out the way in which Christian growth happens. He wrote, "Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. The more you grow like this," he added, "the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ." Peter clearly saw the Christian life as one in which we're constantly growing day by day. This was precisely the view of the writer to the Hebrews. He wanted the Christians to grow because he wanted them to become stronger and more able to work for God and to become leaders and teachers. What he was looking at was stagnation and weakness, and it clearly troubled him greatly. His whole letter was written with a view to encouraging them to grow and keep growing. Let me ask you a question. Looking at those verses from 2 Peter chapter 1, where do you need to grow at present? And now let me pray with you. Loving Father, we thank you that you love us so much that you're wanting us to keep growing. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Your kindness can create lasting change. Give generously with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.
The Ask NT Write Anything podcast is back.
Hello, this is Tom Wright speaking to you from my study here in Oxford in England. I'm really looking forward to the fact that Mike Bird and I are relaunching the Ask NT Wright Anything podcast, looking at key questions that people have sent in, but also developing some themes that he and I have been interested in and we're eager to talk about with one another.
Listen today on your chosen podcast provider and head to asknt.com to submit your question.